Now, just before we do go to coffee, I would like to invite Richard Wade to the podium. Richard is a consulting systems architect with Cisco New Zealand, and Cisco has been a tremendous sponsor for this event, and I'd like him to say a few words. Welcome, Richard.
Thanks very much. I'm conscious that we're running slightly late, so I'm between you and your coffee, so I'll make this extremely short. So I'll keep this short as well, because you've heard from Tony Hayne early this morning, so you're reasonably well aware of Cisco's activities and the expertise that Cisco's got in this area. But firstly, I just wanted to say that it's really encouraging to see this week that so many people in New Zealand have turned up to the IPv6 HUIs that have taken place in Christchurch, Auckland and Wellington, and that people are willing to act proactively on this rather than waiting until the sky is literally falling, and that may even be, as we've heard, you know, as soon as next year. So we should congratulate ourselves, really, for taking some initiative on this and tackling it head on. So from Cisco's point of view, Cisco's got a long history of involvement with IPv6, from the development, assisting with the development of the standards, people like Tony Hayne, assisting with the IETF and other standards bodies on creating the core protocols and the extensions and the architectures that surround IPv6, but also the implementation of those protocols into our hardware and software. And as some of the people have mentioned today, you know, there is broad support for IPv6 in vendor hardware today, in vendor software today. There are still some gaps, and it's actually up to people like yourselves to let us know what those gaps are. So even though Cisco is involved with a large number of companies around the world in everything from service providers, small, medium, large enterprises, government deployments, we only hear from the customers about the problems that they're facing with the equipment and with the software and the features that they want. So if you've got things that you would like to do that you don't believe our equipment can do or other vendors' equipment can do, please do let us know, and we will tell that to our product development people and make sure that the features are prioritised. So that's actually an action for you guys. The one bit of information that I did want to just leave you with was that Cisco does have a very good and comprehensive IPv6 portal. It's at www.cisco.com/go/IPv6. That's cisco.com/go/IPv6. And I've just got a list of some of the things that are on there. So there's a bunch of case studies. So there's some examples of some Microsoft activities actually with IPv6, the use of IPv6 in research networks, government networks. There's some stuff on global enterprise deployments of IPv6. And as Vint mentioned this morning, there's some stuff on IPv6 in space applications, if anyone's interested in reading more on that. There's also some data sheets available which give cookie-cutter examples of IPv6 deployments in branch networks and campus networks. So that's more on the enterprise side. But on the service provider side, there is some architecture information on using IPv6 for access network services. There's also a bunch of detailed white papers and training materials, both video and written training materials, that you can download off the website for free, that detail the protocol at its core level with its extensions, and other stuff like DHCP, QoS, routing protocol support, that sort of thing. So cisco.com/go/IPv6 is probably quite a good research starting point for a lot of people. And that's it. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much. Well, that's a fantastic introduction, actually, into the next section, because we're going to be talking about resources, roadmaps, and so on. And that's one of the sources of information that you can use and we'd encourage you to use. So it's now time for a cup of coffee. Please enjoy that, enjoy the networking, and be back here to start again at 3:10. Thank you. Bye for now.